Hello. Here's your KVNF regional newscast for Thursday, November 17th. Nearly half of President-elect Donald Trump's possible Supreme Court nominees that he released during the campaign are in Washington, D.C. this week for the Federalists Society National Lawyers Convention. Benta Berkland has more.
The gathering is a tribute to late Justice Antonin Scalia. It's also become a job fair of sorts after Trump's presidential win. Matthew Hitt is an assistant professor of political science at Colorado State University and studies the U.S. Supreme Court. He says it's unclear who President-elect Trump might pick, but even though he isn't a traditional conservative, his nominee could be.
It's also not clear to me how much the president-elect cares about the Supreme Court relative to other policy goals. Is it possible that by appointing a traditional justice in the mold of an Antonin Scalia might mollify some of his critics on his right flank to enable him to be more unorthodox in other areas?
Hitt says exit polls show that voters who cited the U.S. Supreme Court as a top issue overwhelmingly backed Trump for president compared to Clinton. I'm Benta Berkland.
The Crawford Town Council held a budget work session before its normal meeting Wednesday night at Crawford Town Hall. Trustees and staff presented the current draft of next year's budget. In last week's election, Crawford voters rejected a proposed mill levy increase that would have helped fund the budget in critical areas. Crawford ballot issue 2A lost by a count of 110 to 101 votes, and the council scrambled to find a way to balance the budget. Public Works Director Bruce Baer discussed the problem.
The mill levy vote was real close. I commend the people of Crawford that took the time to research and see what it is that money actually does. Crawford has the lowest mill levy in the county of any town that has a mill levy. It's 2.42. And so those revenues on the intergovernmental that have dropped from 50,000 2 years ago, they were at 50,000, and now we're projecting them to be 22,000 next year. So that's $28,000 less coming into the budget, and expenses are not lessening.
Mayor Wanda Goforth said that raising the mill levy would have helped solve many budget problems, but not all of them. With mineral and severance taxes projected to continue to decline, Goforth said it's likely the Crawford voters will be asked again to raise the mill levy in the future.
Yes. That would have kept us from having to dip into our reserves at this point. It would have been, another $12,000 that was projected that would have come in with that mill levy increase. And that would have protected our reserves and kept them so we didn't have to hit it. $200,000 is not very much in reserves for a small town, and hopefully we don't have to keep dipping into it, because each decline each year means that there's less and less that is there. So we're going to have to be exploring some different avenues as to how to increase revenues or whatever. It wouldn't have solved all the problems, but it definitely, I would say, it would have helped.
Without the mill levy increase, the council found places to trim the budget. The first draft of the budget proposed a shortfall approaching $30,000 in the general fund. Last night's proposed budget cuts the deficit in the general fund to $8,701, which will be paid for out of reserve funds.
A lot of the costs that went away, were just trimming things that possibly could be trimmed. B, for a long time, the general fund has, in my opinion, carried more of the burden of the finances for the town than the enterprise funds, the water and sewer funds. And so we have shifted those funds more equitably. All three employees that the town have work in all three departments. So our town clerk, she takes care of water and sewer billing. Myself, as public works director, I'm in charge of the water system and the sewer system, as well as things that pertain to the general fund, like streets and parks and building maintenance, as well as my assistant. So all three of us are working in both the enterprise funds and the general fund, and so that's why I feel it's equitable to split. Part of the other reason, part of it has to do with just finances, but part of it is it's what's fair. And for a long time, the general fund was looking really good, and so they were paying all those costs for payroll and electricity. They were paying for electricity at the wastewater plant and all of the office supplies. And Kelly probably uses way more paper for water and sewer than she does anything else. So that's why those costs are being split.
With the decrease in revenue and the many cuts that it necessitated, the council feared that even though the budget will be balanced, unforeseen expenses or catastrophes will require the budget to be amended next year.
This budget in the general fund, actually all three funds, have been trimmed so much that would be my one concern, is that I've trimmed it so far that if we have something unexpected come up, we're going to be amending the budget.
Yeah.
But if things go well, we should be hopefully better than what I'm projecting the budget to be.
The next meeting of the Crawford Town Council is December 7th at 6 p.m. The budget resolution will be voted on at that time. In other Delta County news, the mill levy increase in Crawford was not the only one shot down by voters last Tuesday. The Delta County Independent reports that voters rejected a proposed mill levy increase that would have allowed the Delta County Ambulance District to continue its 24-hour-a-day ambulance service. The Ambulance District asked voters for a property tax increase of 2.5 mils, which would have doubled the current property tax assessment. Board officials said that the revised budget for the Ambulance District will probably now include reducing full-time staffing at stations, and 24/7 coverage will probably not be affordable. That means some of the hours of the day, EMTs could be placed on call, which would increase response times. Overtime may also be eliminated. A budget committee must now trim nearly $190,000 from the 2017 Ambulance District budget. Officials predicted that the Ambulance District will go back to Delta County voters and ask for a mill levy increase as soon as possible. And the City of Delta invites the public to a meet-and-greet event where the Chief of Police candidates will be introduced. The event will be held at the Bill Heddles Recreation Center on Wednesday, November 30th, from 5:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. The candidates will make brief presentations about their backgrounds and qualifications to be selected as Delta's next Chief of Police, and they will be available to meet the public. The list of candidates for the Chief of Police position will be released later this week. Voters in Delta County turned out at a record rate in last week's election. The Delta County Independent reports that 89% of active voters in the county cast a ballot. 759 voters cast their vote on Election Day in the three Delta County polling locations. In a breakdown of parties, Republicans were by far the majority of voters in the county. And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Thursday. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould.